So Real Housewives of Atlanta, season 15, episode 16. This is the season finale. We finally made it. So the episode starts with Drew telling Ralph about Courtney calling her a bitch. She showed him the video and everything. Now, I love Drew, and I've said countless times that the way Ralph treats her is despicable. However, he has showed time and time again that he does not care about her feelings. So I can't lie, she set herself up with this one. It's terrible to see, but at the same time, she really should have expected it. Then Ralph told Allison, and Allison obviously backed her sister. I'm really not sure what he was expecting. I thought it was hilarious that he brought her into it, and then he was like, you know what, Allison, I can handle this by myself. She was like, I was fucking minding my business, washing dishes. You the one who asked my opinion. So yeah, Drew started crying, and then Allison started crying, and Ralph still did not give a fuck. And I don't think that Drew seriously cares that much about Courtney calling her a bitch. I don't think that this is what the whole situation was over. I think she was just triggered because this is yet another time where I'm trying to tell him how I feel and he just doesn't give a shit. And he's not even trying to act like he cares. Like, he basically laughed it off. And obviously Courtney is his cousin. I mean, that remains to be seen. I have my own theories about that. But the fact that Courtney is his cousin and she feels so free to disrespect her like that, it's because Ralph disrespects her. And it's so easy, on a normal husband would just talk to her and be like, yeah, listen, I'll check her about that. And just speak to Courtney and be like, listen, I understand that you guys have your moments, but you know, you don't have to disrespect her in that way. Like, I get that you guys call each other bitch sometimes, but if you're doing it behind her back and you're saying it in a way that you weren't just saying it, you were actually trying to call her a bitch, then you are disrespecting my wife. So I'd appreciate if you didn't speak to her like that. Like, you know, like, so easily squashed. Anyway, Sheree's talking to her oldest daughter about Bob's secret daughter. I don't really care about Sheree, so we'll move swiftly on. Kenya is talking to her dad about having another child for Mark, and she's frozen eggs, as we know, so she's going to be using a surrogate because she can't carry the child this time around because she went through a lot with the last pregnancy. Now, this is an interesting one. I feel like where it comes to topics such as these, me with my childless self, I don't have an opinion because I couldn't even fathom this type of situation. However, it does seem kind of wild to have a baby for a man that you know ain't shit, that you're literally in the process of leaving. So yeah, that is a little crazy. But then at the same time, if it's something that he signed off to, knowing that there could be a situation that they're not together anymore, and that if she does choose to have another child, he doesn't really have a say in it, and she has the money to take care of it by herself, then hey, I guess Kenya, go ahead. Like, I don't really see this being a big deal. I don't know if it would be something I'd want to do, but yeah, like, why not? Especially since I think Kenya knows the type of guy he is. I don't think she's delusional. I don't think she'll be expecting anything from Mark. That's the one thing I would say. If you do it, don't expect anything from him. Don't expect him to be a present father just because it's a DNA, because he cannot be trusted. I bet he's not even a present father to Brooklyn. So, you know, but I'm sure Kenya has already thought that through and is fine with that. Marlo and her friend boy, that Jamaican chef guy. We're going to move swiftly past this as well, because again, I do not care about Marlo. But what's up with these friend boys and friend girls? Her calling her new man her friend boy, Martel calling Sheree his friend girl. What is all this? Is this just like the older people's way of saying this is somebody I'm fucking, but they're not my boyfriend, so they're just gonna be my friend boy? Like, I really don't get what this is. And just to circle back around to Love and Marriage Huntsville, because I do watch that show as well, I just think it's really funny that Martel called Sheree that, but when Melody's mom was talking about how the Holtz's brother is her friend, they were all on her dick about it and being like, you know that guy's your boyfriend, da, da, da. And I was like, she's an older woman. She don't call them her man unless it's her husband. Stop. Let's stop acting brand new. So I don't understand how now, fast forward a few years later, you're calling Sheree your friend girl and you're not expecting anybody to say boo about it. But anyway, that's assuming that they're actually sleeping together. Who knows? I do think that their relationship is fake, but it's most likely that they are sleeping together while they're having this fake arrangement. I just find it difficult to believe that, you know, they're both attractive, they're both single, they're both acting like they're in a relationship. Why not fuck, you know? But who's to say? Because their energy is very awkward. Anyway, how do we get on Sheree? That's how boring Marlo is, that I went back to Sheree somehow, who is also boring. Let's move on. Drew and Ralph's therapy session. My, oh my. They made Dr. Ken speechless. He was just looking back and forth between them like, oh wow, I don't get paid enough of this. Yeah, and I was with Dr. Ken. That was crazy. I don't understand personally how Drew has lasted this long in a marriage to Ralph. This is why, even though a lot of people find Drew annoying, I personally think that a lot of her annoying idioms are very harmless and they're not so annoying that they make me dislike her. And even if they did, I have such a huge amount of empathy for her and what she's going through with Ralph. It wouldn't even matter on the grand surface of things anymore, because I can't lie, for me personally, people dismissing my emotions is a trigger. Like, people acting like I don't have the right to be angry at something, or when I'm speaking on being upset or angry about something and they are trying to make me the villain. Those things make me really upset to the point of tears, or really angry. Like, it'll be a one or the other type of thing. So the idea of being married to somebody like Ralph is like torture to me. Like, when Drew is sitting down and she can't even get halfway through a sentence of explaining how she feels about something without Ralph completely cutting her off and dismissing her emotions and acting like she's pulling shit out of thin air or something. And it's like, firstly, she didn't even finish. Secondly, how are you really trying to sit here and say she's lying? Like, when she brought up the fact that the boys knew about him sleeping in a separate bedroom, he instantly said, that's a lie, which is so crazy to me, because even if she didn't have the text to back it up, even before she pulled that out, I was like, why? Do you honestly really think that's a lie? You live in the same house as them. You honestly don't think that they've noticed that you're not sleeping in the same room? Like, children notice everything. And then when she did bring out the text, he moved the goalposts. He was saying, oh, but she was making out like the kids were saying it's a big deal, and like, you know, that she was basically amping up the situation. I was like, she never even said that. All she said was the kids have noticed. And I don't appreciate him moving out without even talking to me about it, because this is a big thing. So I was just like, nah, could you imagine? Like, that was just the first thing she raised in therapy. There's a whole hour left. That's just 1 hour of therapy. Imagine sharing a life with this man. I'm emotionally exhausted just talking about it. So I can't imagine what Drew's gone through with him. He really is the biggest gaslighter, and I don't care what anybody says on that reunion, we'll get to that. But if Drew gaslights him, she learned from the master. So then we get to the event where they're showing them the trailer of the past movie that Drew has been doing with Candy. So Drew is basically saying that Ralph knows how to play the part of a good husband when it suits him, and that sometimes she doesn't know who her real husband is. And when she said that, I was just thinking, damn, I've heard a lot about men like this, and that is very scary. Like, that would frighten me to death, I can't lie. I've never had the displeasure, thank God, touch wood, that it doesn't happen anytime. I was gonna say anytime soon, anytime. That's not my portion in Jesus' name, but hey, with the amount of men these days, like that, oh, God, let me just continue to pray. But anyway, I've heard a lot about men like this, that they wear two masks and you never really know who you're gonna get. And then it gets to the point where you're like, who even are you? That's so scary. Like, I can't imagine being in love with someone that it's like, who the fuck are you? Are you the angel or the devil? Like, which is it? So as soon as she said that, it made me think, I don't even know why you married this man, because who's to say? Sometimes a lot of women say that they don't get that side of them until they're locked down, whether they have a baby for them or get married. So maybe he was the angel in the beginning and then the devil just started to come out gradually. And then obviously by then you're committed. So you think, let me just keep trying. Let me try this. Let's try therapy. And maybe it was that kind of journey. But if he showed his other face early on, I really don't even understand how marriage was even a thing that was contemplated at any point, because that is very frightening. So then fake ass Courtney comes up to Allison and tries to hug her, and Allison's like, nah. Then Courtney was like, oh yeah, let's go talk about it in the corner. Okay, I like Allison. Allison's a rider. I really like the fact that she was like, yeah, no, I'm not fucking with you. And obviously the way she took Drew's side earlier on in the episode, yeah, Allison is the type of sister that you want. Like, she's a rider, and I really like that. And now it's becoming apparently clear why Ralph doesn't want her around, because she checks him on his bullshit, and she was about to check Courtney too. Courtney thought she'd come through with her fake ass energy and give her a hug and like it was all cool, and it was like, nah bitch, no, it's not cool. They brought up Courtney calling her a bitch, because now obviously they've seen the video from Monietta, and Courtney was just trying to act like, oh well, you know, I don't even know how she weaseled her way out of that one, because you literally lied. Why don't you just, even if you don't mean it, just say, you know what, I was wrong, I thought that I didn't use the word, clearly I did, I apologize for saying that about you. Just leave it at that. Like, I don't even understand why she was arguing when she had no leg to stand on, especially when, what would have pissed me off is that I don't ever use that word. Not only are you lying, you're trying to act brand new. Like, don't try and come like you're some bitch that you are not. You clearly use the word bitch. Somebody who is horrified at the word bitch will not be sitting here cast as the latest beg on Real Housewives of Atlanta. So stop trying to act brand new, Courtney. Anyway, she weaseled her way out of that one somehow, because she never even apologized, but she was like, I don't want to keep talking about it kind of thing. And they were like, yeah, well, whatever, like, cool. So then they played the past trailer, and obviously they didn't play the whole thing for us because copyright, but I did look at it later. I can't lie, I was not even interested in watching it before, but I'm definitely gonna watch it now. It looked all right, it looked pretty good. Little bit Tyler Perry meets Lifetime, you know, a little bit, but enjoyable. It looked pretty interesting. From what I saw in the trailer, I assumed that Drew hooking up with the woman was going to be the main storyline. It doesn't even look like it. It looks like it's just one factor of the film. It looks like it's more centered on the pass that she gives her husband to cheat, I guess. Which, by the way, in the trailer, she basically says, oh, I don't have a desire to hook up with someone else. This is just for you. Any fool could have seen coming that whether it was a man or a woman, she was going to hook up with someone. I'm sorry, that's just stupid as fuck to think that someone is going to give you a pass in a relationship to do what you want and they're not going to do the same thing, even if they don't tell you. I would never, ever believe that you're not going to fuck somebody else. Anyway, I'm definitely going to check it out. It looks like a good, interesting watch. I can't say what the acting is going to be given. I'm not going to have my hopes up high for that because, you know, no, like, huge stellar actors in it. I mean, Drew Sidor is probably the biggest one. Candy's in it, as we know. Shamia was in it. I was like, okay, so this is just a fun little project, basically. Cool. But it looked interesting, though. I'll check it out. And then Drew performed her song. I don't remember what it's called. Is it Positions? I don't remember what it's called. But I liked it. I'm not gonna lie. I'm feeling like housewives starting their music career. I'm kind of for it. Like, the ones that take it seriously, not just the ones that release a single because they got a big name out there like the other housewives. But you know, I really like Candace's album Deep Space. I thought she really did her thing on that. There's a lot of bops on there that I listen to all the time still to this day because I genuinely think it's good music. And Drew's song was good. I was like, you know what, she's got more shit like this, keep it coming. I quite enjoyed it, and she performed well as well. I think Drew is definitely trying to show people that she is that girl on the show while she's, you know, partaking in the mess, you know. Talk to me nice. I'm an actress, singer. Like, I've got talents. Like, you might not like me, but you can't say I'm not talented, bitch. Like, yeah, she's definitely trying to give us that. But production not showing the launch of Kenya's hair salon. Yeah, that's messed up. I can't lie. I totally agree with Kenya there. I don't know why they didn't do that. It's not like there was much going on this season. They could have easily cut a few things out to make space for that. So I don't know why that was. I don't know if they're beefing with her again because, you know, they had issues from when she married Mark and she didn't show it on the show. She didn't tell production. And then they, the next season, gave her like a friend of. So yeah, that time they really weren't fucking with her. So I don't know if she did something else to make them mad. But yeah, I found that very strange because it was a big deal. We talked so much about Kenya Moore hair care on the show. This is a huge deal for her. And like I said, it wasn't like there was so much drama that they just couldn't fit it in, you know? So that was very strange. And she said that they also didn't film Brooklyn's birthday party. I can't lie. To me, as a viewer, I don't really care about that. These children's birthday parties are always boring. But that being said, the fact that it was a Kenya Moore party, Kenya knows how to bring the mess. So I felt like, again, they could have made a little bit of space in that because I'm sure she would have tried to serve something interesting. Ralph and Drew's divorce announcement, finally, the most juicy part of the season, and it was all the way, like, literally slid in right at the end. So obviously we saw that coming. We saw about it on the blogs before the season even started. We also knew about them racing kind of to the court to file the divorce papers. It's very unclear as to who actually suggested the divorce. Ralph says it was him, but to be honest, Ralph lies, so who knows? Drew lies too, so really and truly, if either of them say either or, it could literally be either. I'm just gonna put it down to it being mutual. Although actually, I don't think Drew actually said she asked for a divorce, so let's for now believe that Ralph asked for one, because Drew actually never said that she was the one who initiated it. So who's to say, unless I missed that. So Drew said she lost her voice in the marriage by putting up with things that no wife should ever have to put up with, like him having inappropriate relationships with other women. Now, that is, we don't even need proof of that. We saw that on the show. And we know that Ralph has been having inappropriate relationships with other women. That's not news. And this is exactly why the Drew and Ty thing, personally, if we're looking at it from Drew and Ralph's perspective, leaving out Mimi, I don't care. I don't care whether or not Drew cheated on Ralph before the marriage was over or not. Ralph cheated on her before, and Ralph put her through hell. I'm not saying it's right. However, I am saying I don't care about Ralph's feelings. So, oh well. Like, I'm really not even understanding what he was trying to do with, obviously he couldn't really talk about it. Both of them called their lawyers and they're not allowed to say what happened. But it seems like when he brought up the divorce, they had an explosive fight, something happened, but neither of them are allowed to speak on it. So I'm assuming that it was something violent or physical or something ensued that was, you know, pretty explosive. And to be honest, I don't even believe that it was because of just Ty and Drew. I don't believe that Ralph would leave his wife because she hooked up with a woman, personally. Not the Ralph I saw that was salivating over the thought of her having sex scenes with a woman. I don't think that same man would up and leave his marriage because she cheated on her with a woman one time. Now, I think it's definitely true. I think she did hook up with Ty and she's lying about it. And I've said this before on my TikToks about it. I don't think that Drew owes us anything. I feel like where it comes to women speaking on their sexual experiences, housewives have this kind of pattern where they feel like, or they make them feel like they're in, that we're entitled to that information, or the cast are, whether it's the cast or the viewers, and we're really not. Like, it's kind of Denise all over again if you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. If she hooked up with a woman on her own time, that's her business. She doesn't need to tell us either, because we're adults and we don't have to divulge our sexual experiences to people if we're not comfortable doing so. So personally, I don't care that Drew's lying about it. It is what it is. Like, she don't have to tell us. But I do believe that it happened though. But I do feel bad for Mimi, is what I'll say. Because I like Mimi. And I don't like the fact she's been with Ty for ages as well. So I don't like the fact that if it's true that they hooked up while they were together, because that's one thing I'm a little bit hazy on. Were they both single or not? Because Ty and Mimi have had issues back and forth, like they've been on again, off again. So could it be that maybe Drew and Ralph were already kind of over and Mimi and Ty were already kind of over? I don't know. I don't think that's far-fetched. But if not, and they were with their partners, then yeah, I do feel bad for Mimi because I fuck with Mimi. So yeah, that's the only thing I will say. But Ralph, don't give a fuck. Drew thinks that it was Ralph that leaked it to the blogs, but to be fair, she hadn't really looked at it properly at that point. It looked like it was all coming out while she was having that interview, but it was Mimi that alluded something on the blogs. That's how this whole thing came about on the blogs in the first place. So I don't think it was Ralph. I don't think that Ralph would have talked to Mimi to ask her to say that. Do you know what I mean? Especially if Mimi is actually involved in this situation, like she wouldn't need Ralph to talk to her about it. So yeah, I don't think Drew realized that, but yeah, I definitely don't think it was Ralph that did that. Courtney, that messy ass bitch, Courtney. I'm not gonna lie, I don't think Courtney is Ralph's cousin at all. I think she's fucking Ralph, because her being this invested and pressed is so weird. Like, you've only just found out he's your cousin as well. So if that's the case, why are you so invested? Like, to the point where you're mad at Drew, upset with her, like none of this shit is your business. So even if you hear the stories and you see it more from Ralph's perspective than hers, it's not your place to get involved and be throwing shade at Drew and being a dickhead to her about it. Like, okay, let's assume she really didn't realize they were filming. She did sound drunk, so maybe she really didn't realize and she was just talking too much. But that comment that she made, oh, that's why you were pushing for adoption so hard, because you wanted to run off with your lesbian lover while he pays the bills. Bitch, if I were Drew, nah, I'm pulling up. Like, we're fighting at this point. Because how dare you? Like, that shit is not your business to speak on. I just feel like that is a comment made by someone that is too heavily invested in that relationship. And why else would you be so invested unless you were fucking him? That ain't his cousin. I mark my words. I bet you anything will come out in the next few months that Courtney is not Ralph's cousin and they've been fucking for like 2-3 years or something. Maybe that was her in Tampa, because that foolishness when she sat down and said it was all a joke and Drew took it to the camera and made out it was serious but it was a joke. Then why didn't Ralph ever say at any point, because let's not act like Ralph cares about throwing Drew under the bus. So why wouldn't he at any point say, I don't know what the fuck Drew is talking about. I never went to Tampa with anybody. I don't know what she's talking about. And he went along with it on camera too. So you're not even making any fucking sense. Like, what are you talking about? Again, sounds like somebody who just wants to discredit Drew for no reason. Why would she want to do that? Unless she's fucking her man. I'm telling you, I don't like nor trust Courtney. Oh my God. On top of all of this though, the ladies over there are going through it. When Sonia was talking about her miscarriage and how traumatic and awful it was and her having to tell Deuce about it, girl, I'm telling you, the way I cried, not like tears streaming, but like, you know, I would never cry usually of Real Housewives of Atlanta, but when she started crying about Deuce, I was like, Sonia, don't even do this to me, the fuck? Oh, that was so sad. And then Sheree talking about losing her dad just a couple days ago, and Drew talking about her, because obviously now we know that Drew's dad has also passed away. That's so sad. May he rest in peace. But Drew's dad has been sick with Alzheimer's. So even in the midst of all of this happening with her divorce, she hasn't been able to talk to her mum and dad, because her dad was in a place at the time where he couldn't eat or talk. And her mum obviously had to stay with him. So yeah, like, I was just looking at them like, damn, you bitches are really going through it. Like, oh my God. And the way Sheree broke down as well, like, I thought that was really cool, Sheree, to go in and just talk to Drew about it and kind of just make it about Drew and not talk about her own. She probably just wanted and needed the distraction for herself as well. But I was kind of like, and then seeing her break down like that and just leave the room instantly, I was like, I hope Sheree, because I've always thought Sheree is quite uptight and bitchy. Like, she had her days where I liked her and she was, you know, the bone carrier and stuff. She was all right. But like, it started to get to a point toward the later seasons that I was like, yeah, I don't like her. And I wonder if it's because she just doesn't let shit out, because when she felt like she had to excuse herself like that, maybe she just didn't want to cry on camera and mess up her makeup, but it seemed like she just didn't want to give herself the space in that moment. And I was like, girl, please let it out. Like, it's okay to cry. Like, I don't think that anyone should be trying to be strong personally when they've just lost their parent. That is the time to throw yourself on the floor and cry your eyes out if that's what the fuck you want to do. Because at the end of the day, no matter how old you are, it's never going to be easy losing your mum or your dad. So yeah, I was like, when I saw that, I was like, I really hope that that's not like a regular thing with her, that she just holds emotion in. Like, let it out, bitch. Just let it out, you know? So yeah, that sucks for them, but I hope that they're all doing a bit better. And congratulations to Sanya. She is pregnant again. So as awful as that was, like, I really felt it for Sanya when she was telling that story. Like, to be by yourself going through that, like, crazy. I can't even imagine it. So, you know, I'm glad that she's okay. Congratulations to her for being pregnant again. Like, I'm glad they've been able to kind of, you know, come out the other side with another blessing. So that's cool. And yeah, that's all she wrote. But that reunion, though, how is the reunion looking 10 times more entertaining than the season we just got? I feel like they need to start a new tactic where they just don't film consistently and they just film for a like 2 week period and then just let shit happen over 4 months and then come back with those cameras, because it seems like they'd be cooking off camera. Like, what the fuck? But yeah, that reunion looks like it's gonna be a good one. Firstly, Kenya brought up Marlo's number being found in the discovery of Mark's phone records. So has Marlo been talking to Kenya's ex-husband? Current husband still, the divorce is not final yet. Marlo. That's a desperate, icky, I feel sorry for you type of hater if you're trying to fuck on Kenya's man. Wow. Like, oh my God. When I heard that, I said, no, Marlo, you're not that pathetic, surely. But it is Marlo. And it looks like Sheree and Candy had a falling out. I know they have their moments where they beef and then after the reunion, they'll like squash it and be friends again. But it looked like they were seriously going back and forth, and Sheree and Candy have never really done that. Is Candy finally starting to realize that Sheree is not her real friend? Because I don't care what she says. Candy is very nice, sometimes too nice, I think. And I think she genuinely in her mind thinks, oh, they're just doing what they need to do for the show. Maybe she allows Sheree a little bit because Sheree needs something for the show, but I don't care. The way she was sitting up with Marlo and slut shaming her, talking about her like that, that is not her friend. Like, a friend would not go that below the belt to degrade you in that way. I don't care what anybody says, whether it's a reality show or not. So I'm thinking that Candy has maybe seen some things that she said in her interviews this season. I thought, you know what, bitch, you've done this way too many times. It's giving hater at this point. It's giving you're not my real friend. Because when she was talking about the shots in her face, I was like, oh, okay. Oh, we're going there. Oh yeah, I don't think you guys are friends anymore. So that'll be interesting to see. How is Sheree allowed to produce receipts of Ty and Drew's conversations if Drew and Ralph can't even talk about it yet? Because Ralph couldn't even confirm that she was really sleeping with her, even though Courtney said that he had receipts of it. He didn't even say that. He couldn't say that. He couldn't even call them lovers or, you know, girlfriends or whatever he would refer them to. He just said they have a friendship. Obviously, we know what that means. But I was just like, so why is it that Sheree can produce receipts on television about it if Ralph can't even speak on it? Maybe because they're going through the divorce, so if other people say stuff, then that's their prerogative. I don't know. Seems a bit, I don't know. Because if I'm Ralph, I'm going to be like, it's going to come out on the reunion anyway. Can I not talk about it? I don't know. Hey, I'm certainly no legal professional, so what the fuck do I know? And then Candy saying that Drew gaslights Ralph, or that she has no trouble believing that Drew gaslights Ralph because of the way she's lying about it. You people might not like this. I can't lie. As soon as Candy said it, it was very reminiscent of the Phaedra and Apollo thing. Because while what Phaedra did to Candy was disgusting, and in no way a match for what Candy did, which was take Apollo's stuff in her house while he was in prison. And it wasn't even like Candy was doing that to purposely hurt Phaedra. Apparently it was Todd that even did it. She didn't really have anything to do with it. But Phaedra saw it as her choosing sides. That's what led to their whole beef, right? But it actually started to get a little bit sticky with them before that point, when she was kind of taking Apollo's side with the fact that Phaedra didn't want to take the boys to prison to see him, because she didn't want the boys to be in a place like that around felons and the like. And Candy thought it was messed up because, you know, they need to see their dad. And yeah, it was kind of giving... I remember at the time thinking, Candy, I get that you and Phaedra are in a bit of a weird place, but number one, I don't think it's your business for you to give your opinion, honestly. I feel like this is something that nobody can say is right or wrong, in my opinion. And maybe that's just because I know my mum, and that's what I was thinking when I watched that part, is that my mum would never take us to a prison. If something had happened with my dad and he got in trouble, that's the type of mum my mum is. Like, she would never take us to a prison. And she would use that exact same excuse that Phaedra has, that Phaedra did. And I think that people look at it and just assume that, like, oh, they're trying to keep them away from their dad. But I personally don't think Phaedra was. She was very active in keeping the boys in his life at the time. She would have them speak to him on the phone all the time. And she did eventually take them to see him in prison. So I just personally thought that it wasn't Candy's place to even say that. And it definitely was given you're taking Apollo's side. Like, if I were Phaedra, I'd feel that way about her making that comment. And I don't really think that that was cool. It was almost a little bit pick-me-ish, I can't lie. Because even if you felt that way, to feel so strongly to vocalize it, it's like you're trying to echo that opinion of you, oh my god, you're just keeping the boys away from their dad, and that's not cool. And I just feel like that's quite a narrow-minded way to look at it, especially considering it's your friend and you're not involved in the situation, so it's not really for you to be that judgmental about it. Anyway, sorry, but when Candy said that, it instantly brought me back to that, because I just again feel like, Candy, are you really gonna sit here and say that this is all a one-sided thing, and Ralph does not gaslight Drew, number one, and that Ralph has not cheated on Drew? This is not a situation where she's gaslighting Ralph. This is a situation where Ralph's been doing what he's been doing, and towards the end, Drew probably felt like doing what the fuck she wanted to do. Like, so, and if she lied to Ralph about it, then that's their business. Like, I don't know. I just felt like when she made that comment, it was very much given I'm taking sides. But hey, it is a trailer. We will see what she has to say when that does get raised, and I'm sure at some point people will bring up the fact that Ralph is no angel. Anyway, thank you for checking out my review, you guys, if you made it this far. Like the video, comment below and let me know what you thought of my video and the episode, and subscribe to my channel for more reviews. And yeah, till next time. See you later.